I'm one of the ministers here at St. Alfred. It's wonderful that you could join us on this wonderful, happy morning. Well, we have been thinking about good news, haven't we, today? Good news. Hopefully you've each got a copy of some good news. Well, I thought I'd dig through the archives, and I've got a newspaper from the 80s. So this is over 35 years old. So has that nice, you know, old newspaper smell. Anyway, what was the good news of this particular one? Well, it's the good news that there is a royal family visiting Australia. Now, in particular, it is Princess Diana, Prince Charles. And if you are one of the lucky few, then you can get yourself up to Sydney, line the harbour, and you could be in the presence of royalty. How wonderful would that be? How great would that be? But of course, the good news continues. If you're not able to actually be there in person, it's all good because the ABC has organised a telecast of the whole event, and so you can watch it from the comfort of your home in probably a TV that's, you know, maybe about that big. But even so, it's all good. We got you covered. Now, if you were around, I was very, very young at this point. But if you're around, I imagine that you can probably imagine and remember some of the celebrations that took place as there was a royal visit. However, it wasn't all good news. You turn to the second page, and that's where the bad news kicks in. For all the excitement and anticipation of the royal visit, the celebrations didn't quite live up to the good news which the crowd had hoped for. On the one hand, it was darkness for those who were far away. You see, for those who weren't able to actually get close to the celebrations, they were relying on watching their little telecast, but then there was a small, was it a 20-cent component failed, and the whole thing went black for 10 minutes. Nothing. Complete darkness. The report goes on to say that they flicked some cartoons. They would not have been appreciated, I'm sure. Complete darkness. It was darkness for those who were far away. But of course, for those who were nearby, for those who were privileged enough to be in the presence really close, well, things were initially looking far more promising, except they weren't. You see, there were barriers for those nearby. For those that had camped out overnight and for the many thousands who'd made their way after that, lining the shores of the Sydney Harbour, desperate to get a glimpse of the royal family, well, many of them just couldn't see anything. And even those that could see, that managed to get close enough, because the PA system was woefully inadequate, most of them could not hear a thing either. With the royal family sitting far away from the crowd, one of the reporters concluded, the feeling was a little like spying on an invitation-only function. You know, those who could be there in person didn't feel welcome to be in the presence of royalty. There were barriers for those nearby. Like, imagine if that was you. Imagine if you'd made that trek all there and then just... That would be devastating, wouldn't it? And ultimately, for those who had great hopes, who were expecting great joy of this royal visit, their hope gave way to disappointment. The hope of seeing, hearing, being in the presence of royalty, well, sadly, it was not to be. Our reporter Kirsty Cameron makes a remarkable comment about her experience. It's down in the bottom corner here. She says, up in the gods on the steps, which is a theatre reference that means like, you know, we might say the nosebleed section, like really, really high up, right? Up in the gods, up on the steps, there was not too much goodwill to all men going on. Now, if these words seem familiar to you, it's because Kirsty is actually quoting the King James Version of Luke chapter 2, verse 14, which was what we heard today, the Christmas story. She's contrasting the anticlimax of this royal visit with the ultimate royal visit that happened 2,000 years prior. And if we actually have a look at what Luke says, as he retells this wonderful story, hopefully as you're picturing, as Joyce was reading before, hopefully you could picture this too, we see that at its heart, Christmas is great news, good news of great joy. Good news of great joy. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." In other words, He is the King. Christmas, the reason that this is such good news for us is it's the grand announcement that the birth of Jesus has happened. And in the birth of Jesus, the King, the long-anticipated royal family has come to earth. And He invites all people to come and visit Him. So this morning, I want us to quickly think about three reasons why the birth of Jesus is such good news for us. Why it should bring us great joy. Well, first of all, Christmas is good news for us because it is a light for those who are far away. If you remember from my newspaper, that the bad news in page 2, for those who were far away from the royal visit, you know, they were relying on the telecast to work, and there was no telecast. They were left in darkness, totally cut off. And so it meant that there was no way that they could even know what was happening, let alone actually respond to it. But by contrast, look at what happened to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. We see from verse 8, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." I mean, I'd be terrified. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" The angel announces good news of great joy, that a royal child is born. But he announces it to a group of sheep herders. Like, these people, they were not important. They were not rich. Like, in any sense, like they were far away, like physically, economically, socially. You know, they were dirty, smelly, rough people. They were the last sort of people that you would expect to have a grand announcement like this sent to them. And yet, this is exactly what God does. And even more, you notice this. This is not just as good news that maybe they kind of happened to tune in on the wrong frequency and they heard good news for someone else. No, this is good news for them. Look at this. It is great joy for all the people. And look at verse 11. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." To you. To them. This broadcasted news of a newborn king is for them, and this news is for you and I as well. You know, for us, we too were far away, but Jesus, the light, He invites us to come near and meet the King. This news is for you. Christmas is also good news because it means access for those who were nearby. You know, those privileged few who tried to get near the royal family, well, for one reason or another, there were barriers. They were just excluded. But by contrast, look at what happened to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. "When the shepherds had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' And so they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby." They found them. They found Jesus who was lying in the manger. Jesus the King, he wasn't born in some unreachable palace. You know, he wasn't locked away in the royal nursery. Like, he was lying in a manger, like an animal feeding trough. Can you imagine how, like, it was on the ground level, it was in the dust and in the grime, smelly, but accessible. Okay, the shepherds, they were not the sort of people that would be allowed into a royal palace or perhaps not even into a guest room. And yet, they could visit Jesus because he was here for them and he was accessible to them. The fact that Jesus was in a manger and not in a palace meant that even the ordinary poor shepherds were able to access the King of the world. Jesus was accessible and he was available to the shepherds, and he is accessible to you and I as well. And so no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've experienced or has happened to you, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, Jesus is for you and you can access him. You can come and see Jesus for yourself. Well, finally, Christmas is good news of great joy because our hope gives way to great joy. For those longing to be in the presence of royalty those 37 years ago, for many, for one reason or another, their hopes, their excitement, their anticipation, it just didn't live up to all of that. And they were left feeling disappointed. Disappointed. But again, look at how Luke describes what happens to the shepherds. You see, they receive good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And then as they reflect and ponder about all these things that were said, and then who they actually got to encounter for themselves in that stable. Verse 20, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You know, we have that saying, don't we? That if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I've learned that lesson myself a fair share. I'm sure we've all learned that. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And the remarkable thing about Christmas for these shepherds is they came face to face with the biggest, most spectacular news of the world. And the thing that blows their mind, the thing that causes them great joy, glory, and praising of God is that this news was entirely and completely true. This good news did live up to what they were hoping and expecting. This good news of Jesus was for them. This good news of Jesus is then for each of us as well. And Jesus, the King of the world, was accessible to the shepherds. He's accessible to you and I today. And so Jesus invites you and I to come and meet him. Whoever we are, whatever we've done, we are welcome to meet the King. Christmas is good news of great joy for all people. And so this Christmas, I want you to ask yourself, adults, kids, anywhere in between, ask yourself, how do I want to respond to this news? How do I want to actually respond to this news? Because of course, you know, there's no point having a news story if there's no response, is there? It's like, oh, that's nice, I'll file that away. Actually, we want to respond to this. And look, I know where some of you are at today, but I don't know all of your stories. I don't know where you are all wrestling with what you believe about God. But wherever you are at today, I want to encourage you to think, how am I going to respond to this news? I imagine many of us here can resonate with the shepherds. Perhaps at some point in the past you've accepted that invitation, you've responded to that good news, and with joy you have experienced Jesus for yourself. You know that he is available to you and you've experienced the wonderful blessing that comes with that. But I also imagine there are probably people here today that, if you're honest, maybe you're not sure what you believe about all of this. Maybe you're not sure. Well, perhaps you can resonate with Mary in this story. We see in verse 19 of chapter 2, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Maybe for you, maybe the response that God wants for you today is to just sit with this news, mull it over in your mind and ponder it in your heart. What would it mean if this news was actually true for me? I want it to be true. What would it mean if it was true? I invite you to ponder these things in your hearts. And one thing that we would love to do to help you in your pondering is we've got a whole bunch of these little books. It's called Christmas in 3 Words by a guy called Vaughan Roberts. And it's a great little guide and a great little thing to help you ponder well. It tells you a little bit more about who Jesus is, why we can believe the history of this story, and how might I respond to this story as well. And so if you would like to keep wrestling with this, or maybe you know somebody else in your life who would like to do some more wrestling, then please do grab a copy of this. We have a whole bunch of them out in the foyer. You can come to speak to me or anyone you've seen up the front, and we'll be able to help you out. And of course, the wonderful thing about a church community is we meet here every single Sunday. And if you want to keep thinking these through, then you are so welcome to join us to keep wrestling with these things about it. We are all growing in our beliefs, in our understanding, in living God's way. We would love to have you with us to ask those questions and to wrestle alongside us. Well, the angel's announcement to the shepherds was good news of great joy. This news led them to encounter Jesus, the King of the universe. Meeting Jesus the King leads to joy. Overwhelming, overflowing, abundant joy. And my hope and my prayer this Christmas is that each of you experience the abundant joy that Jesus offers us this Christmas. Let's quickly pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the good news of great joy that is Christmas. We thank you so much that your Son was born and that he was not simply born in a palace or something like that, but he was accessible. He is light for those who are far away. He provides access for those who are nearby. And we thank you that our hope and our anticipation leads to joy in Jesus. May we each respond to him and experience your joy. Amen.